Hey, this is Luke. Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast, powered by Bazodi Magazine. We'll be interviewing local creators who were in and around the clock for the Cropover season and beyond. Join us on this journey as we go behind the scenes of what makes Cropover, Cropover.
Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast with Bazodi Magazine.
So this evening on Lure It Up, we're here with Richelle from Twisted Entertainment. And Twisted Entertainment is the entity behind the very popular event Tipsy, which has now evolved into Tipsy Music Festival. So we'll be getting into all of that this evening. So welcome to the podcast, Richelle.
Thank you. So happy to be here again.
Yes. This year.
It's been a year already
since I was here last time.
So very, very happy to be here. And of course, to talk about the Tipsy Music Festival.
Yes.
As you said, this is actually our 10-year anniversary for Twisted Entertainment. Mm-hmm. So the first event we held would have been in 2013. It was all-inclusive, probably 300 people.
Yeah.
As you said, I think the brand has definitely grown over the years. You can see the numbers we're doing now with the events.
Yep.
Of course, last year we would have had Burna Boy.
Yes.
And this big. Year now, we have the Tipsy Music Festival happening the 22nd and 23rd of July. So very soon.
Very, very soon. But yeah, that's why I wanted to make sure and get you in studio so we could be able to discuss it and also, hint, hint, do a giveaway as well too. But I really wanted to discuss it because I would have seen people on Twitter talking about the event and not understanding how both days work, who was going to be on what day, all that type of stuff. Who were the artists? Who were the DJs? What they could expect really and truly from Tipsy Music Festival.
Right. So as I said, for this year, for our 10-year anniversary, we wanted to do something a bit different. So the Tipsy Music Festival is basically a two-day event. Of course, showcasing some amazing artists and DJs from Barbados and throughout the region. And basically how we structured it, day two is our all white party,
yes,
which is what we're known for. And that's being held this year at the Botanical Gardens. Day one is our beach party, which is what we originally used to have, the Tipsy Beach Party. So we're kind of taking it back to that kind of fun vibe that's happening from 12 to 8 on the Saturday, whereas the Sunday event is from 3 till 11. And what we did this year is that with a purchase of a day two event ticket, you were guaranteed access to the day one event. So it was really complimentary. It wasn't that you could purchase a day one ticket separately.
Ah.
So a lot of people, I think, didn't understand that at first.
They didn't at all.
So basically, you were paying your money for your one ticket. And that guarantees your entry to day one, which is complimentary. Of course, if you don't want to attend day one, you don't have to. You can choose. I mean, don't know why you wouldn't want to.
I don't know. Exactly. It's a free concert in the heart of Cropover. Why wouldn't you?
Exactly. But basically, that ticket was access to both days. And the reason I'm saying was is because now that we're at tier three, which is our tickets are $175, those tickets are for Sunday only.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an early bird ticket or a tier one or a tier two ticket, you're definitely guaranteed access to both days. But right now that we're at tier three, unfortunately, that's for Sunday only. But Sunday is going to be amazing. Sunday is the event that is headlined by Machelle Montano and Buju Banton. And so it's still going to be great.
Yeah, you can have a fantastic time. I mean, as you said, it was a complimentary event, but you're really paying, you know, you really want to capture that big event with all the headliners like Machelle and Buju and those. You really want to have that experience because, as most people would have known, Machelle would have come for the Caribbean Airlines event and a lot of people missed that. So, and his performance at Imagine Weekend last year was absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I have to say about Machelle. Like, for me, I don't get tired seeing him.
Yeah, that's it.
He has such an extensive catalog. And I do remember I was at the Caribbean Airlines event because he announced that he was going to be at Tipsy there.
Yeah, multiple times.
So I was there for that. And he was speaking about, you know, when he used to come to Barbados and he would perform with Rasaili. And I think that weekend he may have
Rasaili had a show. Yeah, he went to that. That's true.
Right. And it's like when you think back to, you know, and not that I don't want to age myself, but like I can just remember his music even growing up and the songs that he had. And he has such an extensive catalog. And then the truth is, when he comes to perform, is always very dynamic, high energy. He has his full band, he has his dancers. Like, he really is a top class performer. He always gives that energy. And I think a lot of people would agree that you really don't get tired of seeing him. No, at least I don't.
You don't. I agree with you. You don't. Absolutely don't. Because he always delivers a performance, like, each and every time he's value for money.
Exactly. So he's always a sure bet. As you said, he was here last year for Imagine Weekend, and that was an amazing performance as well.
Yeah.
And on the Sunday, along with Mashal, we do have Buju Banton. And of course, he has not been here to perform in a few years.
What was that, 2019?
2019. Yeah, it was 2019. He was here.
Because I saw him in Guyana. I remember when he had that tour. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have Miss Barbados. Yeah.
I went to the Barbados show, yeah. And so, you know, I'm just looking forward to see what he's going to bring. I'm pretty confident as well that he will also deliver and have a really good performance and response. And a lot of people are really excited to see him as well.
Yes.
Not that I was surprised, but it was refreshing to know that people were still so welcoming because, you know, he's not a soca artist, of course. But as you know as well, Tipsy has always been about diversity. And so, yes, we're in Cropover, but we still want to appreciate other genres, other artists throughout the region and what's not. So, but a lot of people actually have said, like, oh my gosh, they're looking forward to seeing him.
Honestly, yeah. Because
I was surprised.
You normally don't get the pairing of the two, like Mashal and Buju. Where else would you really get that, honestly and truly? And I had considered flying down to Trinidad in, I believe it was April, March. Because Buju had a show down there. My friends said, "Will you coming down here for?" You know, I like really? That. Yeah. But I was like, but he was so good. He was so good in Guyana. So I was like, and then just as the same thing you mentioned with Mashal, I grew up on a lot of his music. So then it evokes that nostalgia.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So it's not explicitly a reggae or dancehall show. So you, as you say, you have the blending of the genres.
Mm-hmm.
The same way that you had at Tipsy last year, because it was blending the genres.
It was. It definitely was. And so I'm really excited and really looking forward to see how that comes together. Mm-hmm. But I have a very good feeling about it and I'm confident. I mean, they're both well respected in their own right. So I can only imagine what they will bring to the table. And of course, throughout the weekend as well, in addition to those two major acts, we still have a lot of other artists that really still are amazing as well. I don't want to keep saying, oh, this everybody's amazing, but they really are. Because we have a Bungie Garland, we have Fayanne Lyons, Skinny Fabulous. For Barbados, we have Hyper Sounds, and we will have more surprises in store, as we usually do. But, you know, everybody is well respected and known, and they have very good music and a lot of hit songs that we know.
Simple as that. Yeah.
Exactly. And Young Brother and Pimpin. Well, they're going to be at the beach party.
We've put that out.
And as I said, for the beach party, we want to really keep that party vibe. You know, with shows, it kind of can have a different feeling sometimes.
Yeah.
But for the beach party, we want it to be full energy, fun. And it's in the day. It's from 12 to 8. So might be a little hot that first. But
so what were your fans? You know, that type of thing.
And it's a beach party. So feel free to wear swimsuits or anything that you're happy and comfortable in. Because like the heat has been crazy.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. Absolutely, absolutely. So yeah, but I fully do expect that people will come out. They'll be looking to enjoy it. There's been a lot of buzz around the event. There's been a lot of hype around it. And I'm glad that you came to us so that we could be able to explain or give a better idea to people what it is that's going on and what it is that they can expect and what it is that they can look forward to.
No, most definitely. Because as you said, we got a lot of questions early on, like, can I buy a ticket for day one? Can I, you know, people confirm it. Okay, I have my day two ticket. Does this get me in day one? And as I said, that does apply once you have up to a tier two ticket. If you're now buying a tier three ticket, that's day two only.
Only day two, yeah.
Right? But so it goes. And in addition to the tickets, we also will have our table section again this year. So for day two, those packages are available now on ticketlinks.com. There are two options. Each table accommodates up to six people, but you have to purchase your ticket separately. So it's like you're purchasing your ticket, you get your friends together, you decide we want to get a table, get that on ticketlinks.com. And when you arrive at the event for the Sunday, we'll have your package ready. We're going to have our girls coming through the section, taking orders and everything throughout the night. And so that's for the tables section on the Sunday. On the Saturday, we will also have tables available, but those are not available beforehand. When you arrive at the venue, if you purchase three bottles or more, you'll get a table, so you know you don't have to go and put your drinks down on the floor or anything. So you'll get that table complimentary with that purchase. So I think that works out. It should be fun.
Yeah, it should be fun. It should be a lot of fun. And it's sufficient to everybody too as well.
Yeah. And of course, we do have a cabana package, which I know some people are like a little shocked by the price, I guess. But when you do the maths again, It makes sense. Mm-hmm. We have a cabana package. Those are only available by direct messaging. So you'd have to direct message the page or contact somebody on the team to arrange that. And those cabanas come with two bottles of Hennessy, two bottles of Johnny Walker Black, one bottle of tequila, two bottles of rum, two bottles of vodka, two bottles of wine, bottle service, an exclusive entrance, luxury seating. And it includes eight complimentary tipsy tickets. But I want to be clear that even though it includes eight tickets, it doesn't mean that it's eight people in the cabana.
Right.
You could have as many people as you like.
Yeah.
But again, they would have had to purchase their ticket separately. And so those are also available for purchase.
Yeah, because the cabanas last year were actually very, very, very nice. Very nice. So I do know that it was...
Yeah,
it was value for money. So, because you know, sometimes you get a cabana, it wouldn't be as nice. But yeah, there was complimentary service. It flew throughout the night. People had a good view. Mm-hmm. Everything was fantastic.
Yeah. So, and you know, we try to continue improving and growing. And, you know, it's very interesting because obviously what the patron is seeing and what we on the other side promoting the event is two different things, you know, but we just try to make it as seamless as we possibly can and keep growing and improving the brand, to be honest. And in addition to that, I mean, we've been doing a lot of giveaways, a lot of promotions. When we first launched, we gave away 100 tickets.
Yeah, I remember that. I definitely remember that. Before anybody, you know, and the early adopters hopped on and got their tickets early.
Exactly. Yeah. So if it's one thing, I think we always like to give back or try to in our own special way. And over the weekend, we had a mobile caravan as well, where we went to different locations. We had ticket specials and sponsor giveaways. So that was really good as well. And we are going to have a special coming up for university students. So that will be UE, BCC, Ross, and SJPP. And those tickets will be $125, but that's for day two access only. And of course, you will have to provide or produce your student ID. But details on that will be posted on the page very soon, which is Twisted Barbados, of course. And all the information about the events and what's not is available on there. And we always tell people, like, send us a message. We try to be as responsive as possible, you know, any questions you have, because we appreciate that, you know, we might know something, but it doesn't mean that everyone is receiving the information in the way that we hope. So, you know, we're just really, really excited for this.
No, I think it's good. I like just say what you said, but that you give back in your own special ways, and it's rare that you have an event that will have. I like that you called it a festival, and you have 2 days, and that 1 day is a give back, so that you can't necessarily purchase your way into deforestation. It's a give back that, again, you wouldn't get it with many other events. Most people wouldn't go their way in that type of way to have a separate event for people to say, okay, we'll include this as complimentary.
Yeah.
And that you could come out, you could have fun, and we will try to make it an enjoyable experience, a real party experience. Because some people like concerts, some people like parties.
Exactly. So and it really can have a different vibe. You know, there are a lot of DJs we're going to be having as well. We have DJ Puffy, Just J, Selector Kerry, Major Penny, Salt and Dawn, Surf Rat, and Hutchie and Sizz are going to be there as well. So, you know, something, as you said, some people like partying, some people like the show, some people like the combination. Yeah. It's all what you like and what you make of it as well, you know? Yeah,
that's really it.
That's what I think anyway. But I think it's going to be a really fun weekend. I've been saying, you know, I'm not telling anyone to take Monday off, but
I like that. You know, you're right. But it finishes a reasonable time.
It does. And honestly, even the Saturday event, as I said, that's ending at like 8 p.m.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're in Barbados. It right. Might go to 9, but it's not, you can go home, you can get your rest, and you can get ready for the next day, which is starting at 3 p.m. at the Botanical Gardens, and get your all white, of course, because that is the all white party. And as you know, we didn't always do the all white theme, but over the last few years, initially it was just normal.
Oh.
And then we introduced the all white theme, and that's really been a hit, and it really brings such a nice aesthetic when you look back at the photos and when you get like the drone footage and everything. It just looks amazing.
We sent in a drone pilot this year too as well to cover it. Right. Yeah, so shout out to Alec Draham. But yeah, we wanted to get good coverage, because just as you say, there's a really nice ambiance, there's good aesthetics when people in the all white, people really put a lot of effort into their fit. So I would constantly, over the last couple of weeks, I see people saying, okay, I want my outfit to look like this. And they do a design. It might be crochet, it might be something else. It's like something coming down a runway, something around Louis Vuitton in all white mesh. And I'd be like, y'all really, like, people are going all out. Yeah.
And then, you know, I always say, everybody doesn't love to go all out. I guess to the people who do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, just wear your white and come and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Whatever is your preference, do that. But we love to see what people are going to wear and how they're going to get creative, because you know, it's all white. The guys have some limited, it's either going to be a t-shirt, a shirt with buttons, or a short, whatever. But the girls as well, the ladies, some might wear dresses, some might wear pants, whatever. So it's just nice to see all of the, it's all white, but it's still diverse.
Yes, and very, you know, very diverse. So you think, as you say, that because it's all white, it'd be monochromatic and boring, but people put a lot of effort into it, or they have like little pops of color, they do something different. It's very fun, it's very different. I like that it has stamped that type of identity on the event, and it has also given, is a theme that people look forward to, because a lot of Barbadians, especially I saw in the pandemic, were saying, we don't have theme parties in Barbados, I wish we had more, blah, blah, blah. So they then hold on to these types of events so they could say, yes, I could do an all white outfit. How is it going to look? How am I going to blend in, but yet still stand out? How am I going to be different? Yeah, it's very, very, very fun that way.
Yeah, and I see a lot of the stores now, it's like they know Tipsy in July, bringing their all white. They make sure that they have the options there for everyone to purchase, for sure. And in the giving back, I also want to say that we will have another competition coming up. We have some standees of like 6 foot tall of Mashal and of Buju, and we've placed them different places. And basically, we will be having a competition, asking people to, you know, take selfies or take videos with these when they find them.
Yeah.
And then they can win some tickets to Tipsy as well. I think last year when I came, I would have mentioned to you that, you know, in the same giving back spirit, we used to do other charitable things as well.
Yes, you did. Yes,
and I really hope, we're hoping that we can do that this year, because with COVID and everything, we haven't been able to do the children's party that we would do at Christmas and everything like that. But hopefully this year, you know, COVID is still around. I know sometimes we forget.
Yes, that's your very good point.
But hopefully things are obviously way more open, so we can get back to doing those other things as well that it's all part of it for us, you know.
Yeah, it can still be safely done, everything. And I'm so glad you said, like, a Ministry of Health is going to applaud it because they constantly contact me. So, yeah.
Yes, it's still a thing, and we will still be having our sanitizer stations and everything.
Okay, you will have that at the event. Okay, that's good. That's fantastic.
We will. So, as I said, we're just trying to get everything ready and in place because, I mean, how long do we have to go? Just under 2 weeks?
Yeah, just under 2 weeks. But I know people are looking forward to it. I know also, too, you probably get that last minute push from everybody, especially probably the day before. Up until the day of the event last year, people are messaging me, where could I get a ticket? And I'm like, you're insane. Yeah. You know, I'm at the event already. Like, what are you talking about? People are like, I want three, I want five. I'm like, this is not how it works. So I will use this time to encourage people that they should get their tickets at least now, even though you would have missed the cutoff for the first day, and that getting access to the first day, to the beach party, at least you could still come out and enjoy a fantastic concert.
Exactly. And as I said, I mean, it's headlined by Marshall and Buju. Like, it's worth it.
What more could you want, really and truly?
Exactly. And those tickets are available now on ticketlinks.com. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of ticket outlets across the island. I can just run through them quickly. Mm-hmm. We have King of Fades in Sheraton Mall and Ricketts Street, Soul Addiction in Broad Street, Forever Blessed Boutique in Tudor Street, Intermix in Sky Mall and Intermix in Sheraton Mall, Yaffa in Robert Street, Supernova in Sheraton Mall, 11th Street Boutique in Dome Mall, Rubis Coverly, Day and Night The Walk, Grapevine Sunset Crest, IMART Lanterns and IMART The Walk, and Backyard Restaurant in Hastings. And remember, you can get those table packages for day two only on ticketlinks.com as well. And I have to say a big thank you to our ticket outlets, because I know that the people go in there like crazy.
Yeah.
Buying these probably tickets.
Get a lot. Like last year, people were messaging me because they would say, where are the ticket outlets? Because they wanted the physical tickets. I think this is the last day when it was $100.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, we think. And I think they ended up at Yaffa and Robert Street. I said, yeah, we got three. Like, we need two more and all that kind of nonsense last year. So
what is always shocking to me is like how you say the last minute people, like in my mind, so I would know how many tickets we've sold. Mm-hmm. But then 2 days and the day before the event, you're saying like, you know, people come in and looking for five, six, seven tickets. I'm like, how many people are in Barbados?
Yes. No, honestly, I see all the times you say it, then we get, I see on my Instagram, I see on my Twitter, people be like, five, I want three, I want seven.
Yeah.
Like, 3-4 2 days before the event, the day before the event, the day of the event,
morning of the event. I wonder if that's part of the excitement, like, oh, let me scramble and get my ticket.
Yeah, that's maybe that's it.
Maybe, to each his own. But true. You know, we always like to respect our venues in terms of the capacity, so of course most often when we reach a certain point we do sell out. So as you said, I would highly recommend anyone that has not purchased a ticket as yet to do so now at the outlets that I mentioned, or just go on ticketlinks.com. It's so easy. I know a lot of people don't like the online ticket sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, but yeah.
It's just there.
You can sit down in your home.
And gas is exactly, not cheap. Exactly. You know?
To have to go into town or find a park and all that type of stuff. Yeah, it really is a lot more convenient. It's a lot more streamlined and it'd be a lot more easier and straightforward.
Yeah, most definitely. And as the event nears, we will be posting a lot of information to the Instagram page, which is Twisted Barbados, as I mentioned. And we will have information about the parking, because I know a lot of people ask about the parking.
Yeah, always, yep.
The parking situation, any other must-know facts. It is not a cooler party. Mm. We have to say that every year. I mean, we have never had, it has never been the Tipsy all-white cooler party. But for some reason, I think because BIM Tipsy
was a cooler party.
Right. So for some reason, people say, was it a cooler party? No, it is not a cooler party. So please do not attempt to enter with a cooler. But all of the information surrounding the event will be posted to the social media within the next 2 weeks, basically week and a half or whatever amount of time it is we have to go. And as I said, if there are any questions, just shoot us a message and we always will try to reply. And of course, on our end, there are things we're fine tuning or what's not. So I don't know, you know, people might think, oh, let's ask this question, I'll have an answer. We're just fine-tuning.
To making sure you have the proper answer for people and you don't and I'm accidentally misleading them.
Exactly.
Giving them a wrong answer, all that type of stuff. Yeah, I saying something wrong, then I'll come back a couple of days later and say, oh, sure, I was wrong.
No, exactly.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that you do respond to people and that the DMs are open for people to ask questions too, because sometimes people have questions and they might write it in a comment, you miss it because the comment section is just moving, or, exactly, or the like section is just moving, you don't see it. But if you know it, you stop at a certain point in the DMs and you see a whole set, you could go back down to that point.
Exactly. No, we definitely try. I mean, we try with the comments too, but as you said, we might miss some of them. But yeah, I just can't believe time is so near. And when I mentioned BIM Tipsy, I said, you know, I forgot to talk about these other events we used to have, like, remember when we used to have Rewind?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
I mean, we haven't had that.
I'm glad that you brought it out, not me. So you. No, that was a really and truly a spectacular event.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun at the end of Kaguma Day.
It was. Maybe one day. But, you know, also, like, when we had the bank holiday that time, Rewind was really well attended. It was amazing. But I think sometimes it's that toss up between whether people have the energy. And I know a lot of people have work the next day.
Right, exactly.
So yeah, we took a pause from that one. But yeah, we most definitely, we used to have Rewind on Kaduma Day. And of course, BIM Tipsy in November, which we have to see. We'll have to see what the year has in store. You know, we also have exported the brand. So we had Tipsy Miami last year, and that featured Burna Boy as well. We have had Tipsy in Grenada and in Dominica, but not in recent years. But, you know, as I said, we're just growing, continuing to be appreciative for all the support we have, because if it wasn't for the support of the patrons, we wouldn't have this growth.
Exactly.
You know, we're not buying our own tickets. So we're just very appreciative, of course, for all the support that we receive. And even when we're doing these things that are a little different, you know, bringing Buju last year, having Burna Boy, but just feeling the support and the love from everyone, still wanting to come to the event, still very excited. And as I said, so we're looking to continue making that mark in some other countries as well, God willing. And we will see. But for now, it's all about the Tipsy Music Festival. And that is the 2 weeks or a week and a half. The countdown is definitely on July 22nd and 23rd. Can't wait.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think a lot of people are, because then you get the 22nd and 23rd, the calendar is pretty much that. Those 2 days are practically booked out for Tipsy. Like, there's no, people don't want to schedule any events into that time slot because they know it will be a big draw. They know it will be a big turnout. They know it's a big, heavy hitting events, and that they're too much. Why am I throwing a party if I want to go and see Buju? It's like, it doesn't make any sense, you know, or I want to go and see Marshall. Why am I going to run a competing event?
Yeah.
So yeah,
you might leave your own party.
Exactly. The promoters definitely will do that. So I'm looking forward very much to it. I can absolutely say that a lot of people are too as well, because there are a great number of artists on the lineup that people want to see. There are a great number of performances that people want to see, a great number of DJs that they want to see, and just the entire experience and the ambiance of Tipsy.
Yes.
And just having that for a crop over, you know, you would have done Burna Boy last year. It's not that you would get Buju as a staple at Crop Over. So it's like, this is something new. So I could get my Crop Over fixed with Masha and I could still see Buju.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be a fantastic time, I believe.
I hope so. I really hope so. We're really putting in the work, the whole team. Like, obviously, yes, the promoting and everything. But as I said, the fine tuning, trying to make sure that the bar runs smoothly, having our girls going through to get the orders for the table section and for the cabanas, you know. So now is crunch time, and we're very, very excited, because when you put in the effort and you see this finished product, and then when people enjoy it as well, you know, it's a nice feeling. Yes, of course, you appreciate the constructive criticism, but everybody wants to do their best and get that stamp of approval, you know, get that stamp of approval. So we're really looking forward to it. And, you know, this is year 10 for the brand. So hopefully it'll be a really big smash year for year 10. Yes.
What about, could you tell me about your sponsors too as well, who've made this event possible?
Yes. So right now we have Mount Gay, Johnny Walker, Hatch Linus, KFC, Sunshine Snacks. I don't want to miss out anyone. I might be missing a couple of people because I don't know what with my list for this. But,
but I could imagine it must be nearly exhaustive to really capture everybody.
Yes. No, there are a lot of people. And, you know, even coming down to this final crunch time period, there's still people that are like, oh, they want to come on board.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
I have not. The same way we talked about people buying tickets late.
Yeah.
It would be the same thing with people saying, yo, Dipsy real big boy, I got to get on board. Like, okay, they get my business involved, that type of stuff.
No, most definitely. So, yeah, I hope I didn't miss out anyone too.
Important.
But no, as all I could say is we have a lot of support. Even, you know, the small businesses, the vendors that we're going to have, because people reach out, you know, we're going to have like the popcorn and we are going to have a food court as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even the 360 machines, the cameras and stuff. So it's like so many moving parts, so many people involved. And we're happy because then we can support, you know, other businesses as well and let them come on board.
And create really an entire ecosystem around the brand. No.
Exactly.
I like the idea of the festival weekend in kind of near the heart of Cropover, and it doesn't feel like Burna Boy was, this was a concern that people had, that they felt like Burna Boy might be too big and he might overshadow the festival. But to me, he dovetailed quite well. And I believe that both Masha and Buju will dovetail quite well too as well. And then you have Bungie and Fayan, you have Young Brother, so I believe that they all will work seamlessly within the festival and will not stand out as, I don't know, a cut above the festival or like as this kind of spot that is takes away from Cropover Festival. I believe that it works seamlessly throughout.
Me too. And I think last year when we were bringing Burna Boy, you know, we spoke about not like, yes, it's Cropover, but also attracting, you want to get people to Barbados.
Yeah.
And even just now mentioning all of the people that we work with. Yes, of course, people look at events and think, okay, they're promoters, but there's so many people involved. Mm-hmm. The security, the bartenders, the food providers, like even people going to buy their outfits from the stores, people going to get their hair done, their lashes done, their nails done, like, the guys going to your barbers, like,
yeah, absolutely.
Like, there's so many people that I think benefit from events, not even just our event, you know, just a event, because there's so many different moving parts that are required. So it's really a lot of people benefit, and that's good for
the economy, the country as a whole. Yeah, yeah. That whole orange economy where so many people benefit, I think is really quite ideal. Yeah. And that the festival then helps contribute to it, so from not just a tourism standpoint, but from an orange economy standpoint, where so many people, as you said, the sound guys, the lighting guys, the setup guys, the security guys, the people dealing with the music, the DJs, the makeup artists,
gotta
the
get rentals, exactly, tables, all kind of things. So
the people,
the entertainers,
the hostesses, the different promo girls, all those type of stuff.
It really is, I think, a great thing, to be honest. As I said, not just our event, but, you know, events in general. But of course, we are just very excited and looking forward. I want to say very tired, but very, very excited as well. Most importantly, very, very, very excited and looking forward to this two-day weekend. I mean, we would have had some weekends in the past.
Oh, I thought you were saying that we were going to have a three-day weekend.
No, not this year. Do you remember there was a year we had a tipsy weekend where it was a cruise, and then there was a movie night, and then there was a breakfast party, and then it ended at Harbor Lights, I think it was that year. I want to say that was in 2020 or 2021.
Yeah, somewhere.
Right, and we had that same kind of, it was not obviously on this level, but we had that 2 days of
That events. Framework of events, the different events that will appeal to different people. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that came off pretty well back then too. So, I mean, we were also operating in the confines of COVID and that, you know, limitations on numbers and everything. Wow, when you stop and think back, we really have come a long way again
over the last 10 years. Yeah,
because that whole period was a just different, very different time. But at least now we're back to a level of normalcy, and you know, now we could come out bigger and better. And that's great.
What about for November too as well? Will you guys be going back? Imagine Weekend, will it be a BIM Tipsy again? What should people keep in store?
Well, we have to finalize. As you said, last year we would have partnered with for Imagine Weekend with Elevate. Mm-hmm. And I think that weekend also was a really great weekend.
That was a fantastic weekend, without a shadow of a doubt.
It was amazing. So without saying too much, I think, you know, stay tuned. You can see what will be in store for November for sure. And it's nice to work with others in the industry as well, you know.
It's good to see the collaboration, because people always think promoters at one of the neck and fighting cat and dog, you know, like how y'all would say, oh, Dipsy and Soak on the Hill fighting, that type of thing. But I do like when everybody works in streaming, the way it worked from last year. And then y'all went into Imagine Weekend and then it was working with others. And again, creating a whole ecosystem.
Yeah.
Creating these festival ideas that people can travel for. So it's like, let's say you don't get here for the last week of crop over for the last lap. You could come in for a Tipsy Weekend. You could come in for Imagine Weekend in November.
Give us options.
Exactly. There's a variety of options now, instead of just focusing on one period of time for crop over or for any point in Barbados.
No, definitely. And, you know, we've always come, in the season, but, you know, not in within those last two peak weekend, what I would call them, the peak weekends of the festival. We always have fallen a bit earlier and marketed ourselves as being like a, not just crop over, but like a summer event. And now, as you said, it's Tipsy Music Festival, and that in itself has its own implications, you know, because we're saying like, look, it's a music festival. So yes, of course, we respect, we love the soca, we love crop over, but here's a little diversity too, and not trying to take away, but just to add, you know? So,
I think it's a fantastic festival to look forward to, two fantastic events, and that people definitely, definitely, absolutely will enjoy themselves. And that is without a shadow of a doubt. I think we've covered most of the ground. I don't know if there's anything else you want to add. Are you wanting to wrap up with just to remind people?
Get your tickets. Get your tickets for sure. I mean, this is not one to be missed. And I'm not just saying that because even if I was not pushing this event and this weekend, this would interest me. Yeah, I would want to be there. You know what I mean? So get your tickets for sure. If you have any questions, drop us a message on Twisted Barbados on Instagram. All of the information is on there. We have flyers about the outlets. We notify people when tickets are soon sold out. And again, I know people see that and say, okay, no, I'm going to wait.
People always said, oh man, they always got one or two left. But
The case. And then what I will add is that this is not the last tier of tickets either.
Oh, wow.
See your eyebrows are raised.
Yeah.
So I definitely would recommend going and buying your ticket, because when these tickets are gone, the price is going to go up and you do not, let me not say you don't want to
exactly.
But, you know, if you can get your ticket
now,
get it now is my suggestion. As I said, all the information is on our Instagram page. All the outlets are there. Look out for our specials and our competitions coming out, and you can get a chance to win. We've been doing a lot of radio promotion as well. So if you check us out, turn on your radio here and there.
Yeah.
We've been doing giveaways there as well. So as I said, we've just been doing a lot of giveaways, a lot of giveaways. So either buy your ticket or try your luck and see if you can win one. But make sure that you're there for the Tipsy Music Festival, July 22nd and 23rd.
Yeah, definitely look forward to it. So we look forward to really experiencing it. Yes. Everything that Tipsy has to offer.
And I'm really excited and I hope to see you there.
Yeah, you definitely will.
And of course, thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for Robbie for making all this happen.
Of course, thanks Robbie.
This episode was recorded and produced by Robbie at Nameless Productions.
Nurture it, and if it ever go, I would cry for it. And if they had the war, would I die for it? And anywhere we go, I'ma fight for it.